Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. I'm here with Kenny Gold from Krav Maga, Oxford. Hello, Kenny.
Hiya, Katie. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Wonderful. Would you mind telling me about the history of Krav Maga?
Krav Maga was formed around the late 1940s by a guy named Emil Lichtenfeld. He was Hungarian Jewish. He went to Israel shortly after, and from there, Krav Maga was formed. Krav Maga, translated into English, means contact combat. Over 500 law enforcement agencies and military personnel organizations use it throughout the world to date. So basically, that's the history of
Yeah.
Krav Maga.
So, am I right in thinking it started as street fighting initially?
To be fair, bearing in mind around that time there was the war going on, people was fighting each other, obviously prison services, the military, the Germans, soldiers and so forth. So it was a more of a self-defense sort of a situation to defend yourself and the little properties that you've got, including food and clothing.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
from there it went to Israel, and then the Israeli army took hold of it, adopted it if you like, and then formed Krav Maga.
Brilliant. And how did you become involved?
Well, I've always been aware of Krav Maga since the early or the middle 90s. I left the military, the British Army. I'd done 7 years, served in the infantry and the parachute regiment. Once I left there, I started doing karate in Swindon, my hometown. And then I decided to do a close protection course, which I did do, and somebody mentioned Krav Maga. And from there, I was going to Swindon to learn Krav, and I haven't looked back.
So is Krav Maga gaining popularity in the UK?
Krav Maga is gaining popularity throughout the UK. It's grown massively within the last couple of years. Anybody can really learn Krav from the age of 4 up to, well, I'd hate to think, really. I know people that's been Krav in their late 60s.
Wow, that's impressive.
So it is very adaptable for all age groups, male and female, plus people with disabilities.
That's brilliant. And do you think it's changed you as a person?
It's changed me as a person in many ways. Firstly, I keep on top of my fitness levels, as most days. I practice a lot with Krav Maga alone and with groups regularly. Yeah, it teaches you loads of flexibility, movement. It goes on and on and on. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And how does it differ from other martial arts?
Krav Maga changes over periods of time, plus if people's got a disability, it means that if I was doing one technique, for argument's sake, and I couldn't do it because I got a disability, it would say that the technique could slightly change so I can continue to do the technique in a safe manner. But with some martial arts, I'm not slating no martial arts, with
No.
some martial arts, they're traditional and they stick by the book. If you've got a disability or if you can't do something, in some you may not progress up the grading scales. But with Krav Maga, you don't have to grade if you don't want to. So, and that's where it differs. Plus, Krav Maga was formed around boxing, judo, jiu-jitsu, gymnastics, wrestling, and so forth. And it was all put together for a self-defense fighting system, as in not a martial art where it's traditionally from thousands of years ago.
Okay, I see. But there is a belt system within Krav Maga.
There is a grading system, yes. Most, or I should say, some associations differ than others, but the principles still apply.
Yeah.
What I mean by this, some associations, we say, organizations, they have a belt system like martial arts, and some associations don't. And you get some associations that don't have the grading system, you still get a certificate at the end of it in the presentation.
Okay, great. Does Krav Maga Oxford have a belt system, or is it a presentation?
Krav Maga Oxford, I also teach Krav Maga Reading, BKMA. There's not a belt system within the grading system, it's a certificate presentation at the end of the grading.
Okay, yes. Okay.
But not all students have the grade. If you don't want a grade, fine, you still get taught the same, you still get treated the same. Everything's exactly the same.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So what are the principles of Krav Maga?
Four principles apply to Krav Maga. First one is to stop the threat by any means necessary. The second principle of Krav Maga, apply immediate aggressive combatives, which means you defend yourself. The third principle of Krav Maga is disengage from either the weapon or the threats or the situation, depending on the situation, obviously. The fourth principle is to scan next threat and the exit points, which means when I'm dealing with, or when a Krav is dealing with an aggressor, if you like, he's not looking at the floor, he's always looking around, like the wall sort of areas, for 360 defense, looking for further threats, if there is any, or exit points, which there should be in most situations. Basically, that's the four principles of Krav Maga.
Yeah, so it's primarily a defensive art, as it were.
Definitely. I like to think it's more reality-based street self-defense fighting system.
Okay. Have you ever had to use it?
Let's just say I still walk the streets comfortably.
Okay. All right, brilliant. Do you have a favourite move or action?
To be honest, I enjoy the more combatives, which means fists, body contact if you like, knife defence, gun defence, baseball bats, long blade edge weapons, which means machete, axes, that sort of thing. Ground defence I enjoy. Yeah, it goes on and I enjoy it all because it's rewarding because you're defending yourself and plus a loved one. And there's no belts, trophies or certificates and a clap on the back to say, well done, you've scored good points. It's about saving your life. And once again, you're saving loved ones.
Okay, so do you think it is important in this day and age for people to learn Krav Maga?
Definitely. I definitely agree with that because hate crime's on the increase. Like before, when two people had a fight, they'd have a fight, shake hands and go and have a beer or something. But now it's not like that anymore. It's knives and other weapons, gang-related, certain areas that you wouldn't walk at night because of threats. And like years ago, that didn't happen so much. But now, sadly, I feel that people should really learn a self-defense form or martial arts.
Okay. So when are your sessions in Oxford?
I teach three times a week in Oxford, on a Monday and a Wednesday evening, that's in Botley, and a Friday dinner time is for an hour. I teach that at West Oxford Community Centre on Botley Road.
Great. And how much are sessions?
To be fair, it varies. If you want one session a week, it's £45 a month, direct debits. Once again, if you want one Friday session a week, it's £45 a month. £35 a month, direct debit. If you want two sessions a week, either a Monday and a Wednesday, or an evening and the Friday dinner time, it's £65 a month, direct debits. If you want five sessions a week, that allows you three in Oxford and two in Reading. The Reading sessions is Thursday evenings and Saturday mornings, and that's £75 a month.
Cool. Brilliant. Well, it's been lovely talking to you, Kenny.
Andrew, it's been a great pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.